old village. Along the street that from Villa Laureati climbs to the old village, there are very considerable buildings, such as Villa Azzolino, belonged to Cardinal Decio Azzolino, an important patron lived in the 17th century, and a close friend of Queen Cristina di Svezia. In front of this building, there is the Madonnina Park, so called for a mystic apparition happened among olive trees in 1948. Along the climb, there is one of the most ancient churches of Grottammare, Sant'Agostino's Church, enlarged in the 15th century by Augustinian monks. Inside the church, there is a Renaissance fresco and a Via Crucis made by Pericle Fazzini. The exterior is characterized by a fortified apse and by a cut bell tower. This symbol is probably a punishment for monks' community, guilty to have welcomed Martin Lutero during his trip to Rome. At the entrance of Old Village, one may admire the panorama, the coast, and the gardens with palms and orange trees. A short narrow street leads to Peretti Square, on which the most important buildings of the old village overlook: San Giovanni's Church and the Teatro dell'Arancio. San Giovanni Battista's church was built in the late 18th century and hosts the Sistina Museum, where are gathered local artworks and the chalice that Pope Sisto V gave to his hometown. The church is connected to the Sagra Jubilare, a religious event that is celebrated whenever the 1st of July is a Sunday. The Teatro dell'Arancio has an articulated facade. It was closed in 1908 and recently restored and reopened.